everyone. Welcome back to Curves and Cocktails. I've been gone for like a couple of weeks. Yeah, like definitely a couple of weeks, but it wasn't my fault. That is definitely not how I wanted to start off the New Year's, but some like unfortunate events had happened and I just wasn't in the right headspace. But pretty much happy New Year and thank you so much for tuning back in. I definitely missed you all and I'm excited to, you know, be back on my podcast. So first things first, I went home for Christmas and it was such like a great experience and I came back home and, you know, everything was normal. And I was told that I may have potentially been exposed to COVID. And so it was just like, oh my gosh, here we go again. Like, I've already been tested like a couple of times in the past because, you know, I travel and I wanted to make sure that I was safe. But prior to all of this, I think a little bit before Christmas, I was hanging out with one of my old friends, and that following Monday, she called me and was just like, oh, I have 108 fever. And granted, I was really upset and I hated the way I handled that situation, but people need to understand. And what I learned out of this whole thing is when someone tells you that, you know, you may have COVID or you may have been exposed to COVID, like, you really need to chill out, not go anywhere, not do anything, you know, limit your contact with people, because this is where I fucked up and this is where she fucked up too. So when she told me she had 108 fever, I called my job and I set up an appointment to get a COVID test, and then I was negative. But, you know, from what I learned with my current situation, what happened, fast forward, you know, now it was like December 29th or 28th. Like, I think it was like the 29th or something like that. I don't remember. So I was told that, hey, you know, I may have been exposed. So me and my roommate, we went to go get tested Tuesday, and I didn't get my results back right away. But, and I hope she doesn't get mad for me telling this story, but she got her results back right away and she was positive. And so that Wednesday, I was just like so uncomfortable. I was like, I gotta get out of here. Like, I wanna go home, because I called my job again. And then, you know, I had to be out of work. And so it's now the, 12th? And this is pre-recorded for tomorrow. And I have not been back to work since like, I don't remember, the 28th or 27th of December. So, when she told me, you know, I was like, oh, here we go again. And so I went to go get tested on Tuesday. She got her results back, like I said, and then I got my results back on Friday and my results were negative. And so during that time, I had ended up leaving my apartment because I just wasn't comfortable, because my roommate ended up falling like really, 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 really ill. And so for me, I left and I quarantined at one of my really good friend's house. I was there by myself, so until I got my results back. So my mom was like, oh, just come home. I don't care what your results are. And I'm forever thankful and grateful for that. And I was just like, okay, well, let me just wait until, you know, I get my results back so I know how to move. So when I got my results back Friday morning, it was negative. And I mean, I was boohoo crying. I was like, oh my God, I'm so thankful. But what happened was, the way COVID works, it may take a couple of days for it to show up in your body. So when I had left my house on Wednesday and I went to quarantine at my friend's house, like, my throat was like really, really, really scratchy. And so I was like, maybe it's allergies, you know, it's cold outside. I had like, it was just a lot going on that day. And I like packed up all my stuff in a plastic bag. Like, I didn't even take my suitcase. I don't know what the fuck I was on. But I literally packed all my shit in like plastic bags and, you know, rushed out of my house so fast to go quarantine at my friend's house. And so my throat was like really, really scratching. And then when I checked my temperature the next day, I had like a temperature of 99.4. But they were like, when I was looking it up, because, you know, I Google everything, it was like, that's not a fever yet. That's like borderline a fever. So I was like calling my mom, and my mom was like, just come home. And I'm like, let me just wait one more day. Let me see if my results come back. And so Friday morning, like, I get up, I pack all my stuff back in my car, and I end up like driving to Florida. So like on my way to Florida, I get my results back and it was negative. So I was like, oh, I'm good. I'm Gucci. Yay. You know, I'm going to be in Florida with my family. And that's like where I regret, you know, because things could have went like way worse than what it was. And so once I got back home, I didn't do too much. I just went and bought some hair because I was like, okay, let me do my hair. I'm going to be home for, you know, a week or two. So let me be as productive as possible. So I was like, okay. So I did my hair. My mom helped me with it. And then my best friend, she dropped me off this perfume that I really wanted. And then so when I tried to smell the perfume, I couldn't really smell it. I was like, I can't really smell it. I'm like, this perfume is not strong at all. Like, I can't smell the perfume. And I didn't really think too much of it because I never lost my sense of smell. So I was just like, you know, I don't know like what it is like losing my smell. And I never thought of that being one of the symptoms of COVID because I never really looked at all the symptoms of COVID. Only thing I ever saw was like all the bad stuff. I never saw like, you know, losing your sense of smell and losing your sense of taste. So when I had went to bed that night, I kept on waking up and I'm like, I don't really smell like my house. Like, I don't really smell nothing. So like I'm up like 4 o'clock in the morning and I'm smelling like my lotion. I'm smelling like my perfume and I'm like, I can't smell anything. So I go on Google and I start like, oh, and before that, before I had went to bed that night, like, my nose was, like, really, really, really runny. I mean, this was, like, January 1st or January 2nd. So, it was, like, my nose was really runny, and then I was losing my sense of smell. So, I had woke up, and then I booked, like, a rapid test appointment at CVS. So, I get to CVS Monday morning, and I'm just like, oh, this is all in my head. There's like no way I have COVID. Like, I've been super duper safe. I haven't been anywhere. I haven't been around my roommate like that. And I was like, oh, I've been super safe. This is just all in my head. This has to be allergies. So I took the COVID test and she was like, yeah, it'll be about 45 minutes for you to get your results back. So I was like, okay, cool. So I didn't want to stay in front of CVS, even though she told me to stay in front of CVS. I was like, no, I'm going to go around the corner. Just call me and I'll come back if I need to. And I kid you not, I get around the corner. I plug in or put in my, you know, I'm listening to some stuff or whatever. Boom, 5 minutes later, she calls me. She's like, oh, where are you? And I was like, oh, I'm around the corner. She was like, yeah, you tested positive. And I'm like, what? And I was like, I just tested and it was negative. She was like, well, you may have tested too soon. Sometimes it takes a couple of days to show, and you got tested like on Tuesday, so maybe it just wasn't in your body yet. Because like my roommate got tested on Tuesday and boom, she was positive on Wednesday. So I just automatically assume, like, you know, if anything, we would be, you know, positive together or negative together. So she started like telling me, asking me all these random ass questions about my anxiety medicine. I, like, y'all, I couldn't even understand. It was just like, after she told me I was positive, it was like everything just went numb. Like, I did not know what, who, what, when, where, how. I'm like, yo, this is too much. So that's why I regret coming home. But then, like, regardless, my mom was like, come home, because if you get sick, I'm the only one that's going to be able to take care of you. Nobody else is going to be able to take care of you. So just come home. So once I had got home, and I told my mom, she ended up coming home from work, and she got tested a couple of times, but they've been negative. So, it was just, I was sad. I was crying because, you know, I feel like I hear more bad news about COVID opposed to good news. That's why I had to, like, really filter the type of information that I put on, you know, my phone and all the news outlets, because it was constantly like, this person died from COVID, this person is in hospital on a respirator, this person this and that. But it's like, I never seen anything about, like, a Black woman, you know, surviving COVID. It was just like, oh, this person died from COVID, this person. It's just constantly like, I just felt like I never, and for me, I'm Black, I'm overweight, you know, I don't have the healthiest diet, I don't work out every single day. So it was just like, you know, I'm thinking of all this stuff like, yo, I'm fine right now, but I'm like, what if I come down with a fever and there's like no return, there's no nothing, like all this shit. But since the beginning of the pandemic, I've always taken vitamins or immune booster vitamins or stuff like that. Since like March, I've been building my immune system because I was like really sick in December, and you know, I just never took any immunity or immune booster supplements or nothing like that. And one thing the doctor just kept on telling me, he was like, yo, you need to build your immune system and that's going to make you feel better. So I was like taking, you know, all these different zincs and this and that and everything, and I got better like within like a week or so. So that's something that I had did like the entire pandemic and continue on till this day. So the days was like rolling by, and you know, I'm just laying in bed. My mom is bringing me 2 to 3 meals a day, you know, snacks, and I'm just in my room. I'm just tossing and turning on the bed, checking my temperature. And I did that for about 9 days. And so I end up like calling, because I have Blue Cross Blue Shield, and you can talk to a doctor online. So I end up talking to a doctor online, and he was just like, he told me to tell him everything that happened in all the days or whatever, from the first day that I felt a symptom to like that day or whatever. So he said that like I was fine, I was done with quarantine, and that was it. I still can't smell. I can only smell maybe like 10%. Like I can vaguely smell different stuff now, and that just started coming back like 2 days ago probably. And so I'm just more thankful for life like than ever before, because everybody I known who had COVID, like, just really had, like, a really bad cold. Granted, everybody survived. I know, like, one person went to the hospital. And, but for me, from what I've always saw on the news or read, it was just like, oh, Black people. And then, like, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm overweight. What if I have diabetes? What if I have this? What about that? And it's just like, for me to be a Black woman and the only symptom that I had was my loss of smell, I would take that any day of the week. Because when I say I felt like my life flashed before my eyes, and during that time, I had time to like to reflect on everything. All of my friends who constantly hit me up to make sure I was good, asked me if I needed anything. My mom taking care of me. And, you know, I had to put my pride to the side, I guess. Not necessarily pride, but when I told you guys that when the girl called me that Monday morning to tell me she had a 108 fever after we just hung out that weekend, and she was like, yeah, my mom had COVID and we're in the same house together, but I didn't think I had it. And I had blocked her on like all my social medias because I was just like, that's just very irresponsible. But in actuality, you know, it really wasn't her fault. And so I did send her like a long text message, like apologizing, because my anxiety, when I get to that point, it's no control. Like, I just shut down or I overreact. And that is something that I was not proud of. And I'm pretty sure she'll never speak to me again because she never responded, which is understandable. It's fine. She has every right to feel the way that she felt because of my behavior. Like, I didn't say anything bad to her. I just simply just blocked her because I didn't want to see it, because I didn't want to catch COVID. Like, I was very like, I've been doing everything right. I haven't been out. I don't put my hands on my face, my mouth. I don't even eat chicken wings with my fingers anymore. Like, that's how disciplined I came. And I feel like I probably just breathe it in. Like, I honestly, like, I wasn't even kissing the same, because every time I would kiss my partner, I would think about COVID. So it's like the way I was moving, I was just like, there's no way I would get COVID. Like, just, you know, just thinking about it, there's like no way. But it's like I did get it, and that shit like really humbled me. Being in a situation like that, you have like plenty of time to think, observe, to, you know, right your wrongs. And when I think about the power of my tongue, the things that I would say and be so negative and be so mean, and just like, I don't want to be like that anymore. It's very cliche, but when you have such like a, even though it didn't hit me as hard as it hit others, it still humbled me. I don't take none of that for granted. I don't wish it on anybody, because it's a very scary experience, because it's honestly every immune system for themselves. Like, if your immune system ain't popping, it's like, you know. And I watch my roommate who's been like extremely sick the entire time, but she has asthma. And it's like, I watch my friends who's been sick, and it's just like, I'm just like, well, do you take, you know, multivitamins? And they're like, no. And it's just like, I wonder what played a part into why I wasn't so sick. But at the end of the day, like, I don't ever want to go through it again. When I was talking to the doctor, he was like, oh, you may not catch COVID for 8 to 3 years. And I'm like, bro, I don't know where you got them numbers from, because COVID ain't even been out for 3 years. But hey, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. But I'm not finna play around. I personally want to get the vaccine. I want to wait at least like 6 more months. But if the opportunity arises, I'm probably going to just take it, because I just don't want to go through this again. And I know it's not avoidable. It's something that can happen, but I just don't want to go through it again. I don't care how mild my symptom was, because I may not ever get my smell back. It is likely that I will, because the doctor said it may take up to 6 weeks for me to get my smell back. But I miss smelling. Like, I miss that. And it's something that, you know, you don't think about every day, because it's like, I can smell, but I can't make out certain things. Like, I can't smell my lotion, and I got the Baccarat, and I got the Valentino, I got the Gucci Guilty. I can't smell those things as strongly as I smelt them before. So it's like, wow, it really hurts. Like, even that little thing hurts. So just overall, I don't know how to explain it. Like, a positive COVID experience. Like, is that a such thing? I don't want to sound like ignorant, but like, I've been sick in the past, like with colds and stuff, and the shit was miserable. So when I heard about COVID, like, it put the fear in me like no other, to the point where I had to see a psychiatrist, to seeing therapy. Like, the shit put fear in me. But I can also say is, this is something that I needed to go through, because if I didn't go through it, I would still live in absolute fear. But now it makes me just like, you know, it really motivates me to want to get healthier, make sure I stay on top of my taking my vitamins every day, make sure I get that vaccine, and just make sure, you know, I don't move like I don't move with no care in the world. Like, I'm still gonna protect myself, protect the people that I'm with. And it's just crazy, like, when I thought about it, like, when I used to see people go out, and even for me, like, I went out a couple of times last year, and it would just put so much fear in me. And shit, I probably had COVID during that time. I don't know. I honestly don't know, but I don't know, you guys. I don't want this to be too long. I just wanted to share my experience, but I didn't even get to enjoy New Year's. It's like, I feel like my New Year's needs to start February 1st, because I didn't get to clean my house. I didn't get any new sheets, new beddings. I mean, we just got off of Christmas. I was still receiving Christmas gifts. And it's like, I didn't get to do anything. So now I feel like, oh, I went and got tested today and it came negative. And I'm just like, oh my God, I can just shed a tear, because that was like super duper scary, from testing positive on the 4th to testing negative on the 12th. I mean, during that time, like, the shit was really, really trying to my brain, having like anxiety attacks every night before I went to sleep. It's just a lot. So I just want to really, I need to go buy a planner. I need to buy new bedding. I'm excited to go home this weekend and just really start my New Year's over. And with just like the little stuff that's been going on since the beginning of the year, I mean, now it is what it is. I just want to be happy. I want to enjoy my life. I want to enjoy myself and still be safe. But, you know, I just appreciate everything much more. And when I get my scent back, baby, best believe I'm about to be smelling everything. Stinky stuff, everything. I'm going to be smelling everything, because that's just what I miss. I miss smelling my mom's food. I miss smelling perfumes. I just miss smelling everything. And that's something that I will never, you know, take for granted ever again. So yeah, we're starting New Year's over February 1st. If you want to join me, let me know. But I'm just really excited to go home and just have some sense of normalcy. Yeah, that's what I miss. I just miss my bed. I miss being home. But I'm happy that I went through this in my own house. And my mom, she gave me, like, we're Haitian, so it was like a lot of natural teas, and those probably played effect, because they were saying, like, you want to make sure you keep your lungs warm. So make sure you're drinking nothing but hot teas, hot beverages. And she bought like Vicks and all this other stuff, but I never had to use it, never opened any of that stuff. And my best friend, she bought me an air purifier and a portable heater, because I was just afraid, like, what if I get chills and all that other stuff. And it's just like, I'm so thankful for my friends who just hit me up every single day to make sure that I was good. And I'm just overall, you get it, like, I'm overall thankful. But I'm just excited to see what this year brings, because when I did my vision board, and I don't know, that just makes me want to cry. But, and they asked, what is your word for 2021? And I said, my word is survive. And I never thought, you know, a few weeks later, I would be in this position wondering if I was going to survive or not. So it's crazy that I picked that word. And that is my word for 2021. So we will see how the year goes, and we'll see how the podcast goes. I'm going to be doing more like 2 episodes a month opposed to 4. I'm going to try something new. I may do bonus episodes, but I just want to make sure it's something that you guys enjoy. You guys, you know, rocking with me, missing me. So thank you guys for listening, and I shall be back with another episode of Curves and Cocktails in about a week or so. So bye, you guys. We'll be right back.